Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. This is Cowboy 347, radio personality and podcaster. I am coming on live today because I want to share a raw and original message for entrepreneurs and creatives that are out there in the world. And normally how I articulate my messages is so that they can be a stick for the quicksand so that you guys can be inspired to be pulled out of your mental turmoil. I want you guys to know that as a leader, my goal is to show fluidity and authenticity by my creative process being as raw and as real and as present as much as possible for those who are out there that's meant to be touched by the message that I feel deep down inside of me is meant for those who is ordained. But this message is somewhat cliche, but I want to contribute to the reminders out there about the trek and the journey and the marathon for all of us that's trying to be great, that's trying to live a purpose-driven life, that's trying to be accountable, that's trying to be a provider, that's trying to be a nurturer. And when it comes to the work, I want to let you know that the work always works. The work always works. And when you feel that in the middle, in the beginning, in the end, the middle of the beginning, in the middle of the middle and the end, you feel like nothing is working, nothing is happening, nothing is progressing. I want to let you know that when you feel like it's not working, it's working. I want to let you know that the work always works. And I'm sharing this message not for the cliche value. I just want to share this message because I know how hard it is to focus on something great and modestly be married to this dream and vision while there's so much negativity, division, and turmoil in the world. So I want to say that all of that negativity that you may be experiencing all around you that's trying to drown out the voices in your mind, that's trying to direct you, that's trying to give you direction and what turn to take, whether it's a left turn or a right turn, whether to stop, pause, breathe, do this, do that at this time, do this in the morning, do this in the evening. When you're being drowned out by all of this negativity and the loudness of it, I want to let you know that the work is working. So as an entrepreneur, I realized that to be an entrepreneur is not to be an entrepreneur to receive money. To be an entrepreneur, truly, if you dig deep and you delve deep into the truth of what being an entrepreneur is, being an entrepreneur is being the best version of yourself. So if the work doesn't seem like it's working, I want to let you know something, that the work may not be showing in terms of finances coming into your life, but I want to let you know that the work is working on you. The work is working on you. The work is making you better. Time only exists so that we can become. Time only exists for the becoming. So don't quit 3 yards or 3 feet away from your breakthrough. Don't quit all because you didn't receive results in 3 months. You are meant to build something, right? That's meant to be manifested by what is inside of you into the physical. You are meant to build something that's meant to serve the world, but how can you serve the world if you're not the best version of yourself to serve? Whenever you want to do something good, it always starts out with difficulty. Why? Because you're not good enough yet at what you do. So God, with the supreme wisdom that he has, 1 year is 1,000 years in his eyes. So God immediately meets your trek with difficulty to apply pressure to force you to get better. I just realized that ignorance is in fact bliss. Because the intelligent person will experience suffering as if they know the courage that it takes to love somebody is large because someone can hurt you. The intelligent person will know when you start something, eventually it will end. But being mindful as a creative, being mindful as an entrepreneur, being mindful as an actor, director, producer, content creator, motivational speaker, I want to let you know something. Don't do it just to receive money. Because the money will come in a result of what you become. Do it to become better. And I promise you, the process will be a lot easier. Along the way, the most difficult times on this entrepreneurial trek has been the most fun time and the most exciting times in my life. Now, I might not have enjoyed some of them times, but those most difficult times has been the most wonderful times in my life. But had I backed up off of the tree and stopped becoming a tree hugger and seen the forest, I would have enjoyed it more. Because the second I asked to become an entrepreneur, that's when the universe said, okay, drop that on him. Let's see if he has what it takes. Let's force him to get better. The favor of the universe made things difficult in my life so that I can figure out what I am doing wrong. When I'm told no, opposed to getting in my feelings and feeling, I figure out how to get a yes. You see, the difference between you accomplishing something in a year opposed to 10 years is determined on how well you can receive the difficulty. So if you're told no, and every time you're told no, you have to go lick your wounds. Every single time you're told no, that negativity will distract you and sway your focus, making your exodus 13 years opposed to 1 year. Go do your research. Every entrepreneur is told no at least 99 or 199 times in the truck of their career. But I want to let you know something. The work always work. Don't quit. Don't get caught up on people's negativity. Listen, I'm telling you right now, I am sharing with you, I'm speaking intelligently with you because I have experienced the negativity. Still experiencing the negativity. And I'm here to tell you to do the same. Stay focused. Don't let the negativity sway your focus to the left or right, making it hard for you to accomplish your goals and your deadlines. There's always going to be something in the midst of your projects. There's always going to be happening in the midst of your brainstorming, your to-do list, your meditations, your yoga, but you got to have the strength, you got to have the spirit to drown it out and stay committed. Because somebody needs you 10 years from now. Somebody needs your product 5 years from now. Somebody needs your product on one end of the country, and recently you're living on the other end of the country, but eventually you're going to move to the other side of the country when the time is right, because you're staying convicted in your purpose. Entrepreneurs, actors, creators. This is Cowboy 347. Now, I believe that nothing happens on accident. I believe that we can elevate through anything, no matter what we're subdued to. I believe that we all are here on this earth on purpose. Let's get smarter by the day. Yes, Lord.